There's a pattern running through the last 3 days that's worth naming out loud. The organizations getting hit hardest are the ones running enterprise software they assumed was someone else's problem to secure. Let's work through what that actually looks like in practice. Start with Shiny Hunters and Oracle PeopleSoft. PeopleSoft is the HR and finance platform that large institutions, universities, government bodies, intergovernmental organizations have been running for decades. It's the kind of software that lives deep in the infrastructure, handles payroll and personnel files, and doesn't get the same security scrutiny as a public-facing web app. Shiny Hunters, tracked by Mandiant and Google Threat Intelligence as UNC6240, found a missing authentication flaw in PeopleSoft's web component, no credentials required to get in, and exploited it in the wild for 2 full weeks before Oracle even published an advisory. By the time the patch existed, more than 100 organizations had already been breached. 68% of those victims were in higher education, which is how this started getting covered as a university story. But here's the part that matters. The Council of Europe, the continent's oldest intergovernmental body, not a university, is now confirmed as a target. Shiny Hunters claims 297 gigabytes of data, over 429,000 documents, including 15 years of payslips for more than 10,000 staff, personnel files, CVs, bank details, tax records, and medical information. The leak deadline was set for this evening. The uncomfortable bit is what the attackers did once they were inside. They didn't just use the PeopleSoft zero-day in isolation. In observed campaigns, they chained it with previously patched Oracle vulnerabilities from last year's critical patch update to escalate privileges and slip past network segmentation. That's a practiced playbook, not opportunistic scanning. And Mandiant's CTO flagged something that got almost no attention in the coverage. This PeopleSoft flaw is one of 2 zero-days being actively exploited simultaneously. The other is in Cisco's SDWAN platform. 2 enterprise platforms burning at the same time, and most of the oxygen went to the university breach count, which brings us to Cisco. The Catalyst SDWAN Manager, formerly vManage, is the single dashboard that lets administrators control up to 6,000 SDWAN devices at once. Think of it as the nervous system for an enterprise WAN. The new flaw, now in CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities catalog with a federal patch deadline of June 29th, lets a low-privilege authenticated attacker write arbitrary files and escalate to root on that controller. Cisco rated it a 6.5, which sounds manageable, until you think about what root on the SDWAN controller actually means. Push malicious configurations to every branch router, mirror traffic, plant persistent backdoors that survive device reboots. The attacker must already be authenticated qualifier sounds reassuring until you remember that management plane credentials are exactly what info stealers and earlier SDWAN bugs are good at harvesting. This is a post-compromise escalation path, and it lands on the box that controls your entire wide area network. Here's what makes this more than a single patch story. This is the 8th confirmed actively exploited flaw in Cisco SDWAN this year. 8. Someone is methodically working through this code base. The pattern is the signal. If you're treating each CVE as a one-off patch event, you're missing that a sophisticated actor has been running a sustained campaign against this platform. The right response isn't just patching, it's treating SDWAN controllers the way you treat VPN concentrators, hardened, credential rotated, and actively monitored for unexpected users or scheduled jobs. Now set both of those aside for a moment because the third story this week requires zero technical sophistication to understand and zero CVEs to execute. iRhythm makes the Zio patch, the wearable cardiac monitor used to evaluate arrhythmias. On June 9th, a threat actor contacted the company claiming to have stolen proprietary data and patient-protected health information and demanded payment. iRhythm confirmed the data came from third-party hosted business applications. The access vector was social engineering. A person was manipulated into handing over credentials. No exploit, no zero-day, no patch that would have stopped it. The company filed an SEC 8K the following day, classifying it as material given the data volume. HIPAA notification obligations are now in play. The lesson there is blunt. Your entire patch program does nothing against a convincing phone call. And if the same social engineering into a third-party SaaS pattern shows up at another healthcare vendor in the next few weeks, this stops being an iRhythm problem and becomes a category problem. So here's the one thing to carry out of this. The through line across all 3 stories is enterprise software that nobody thought to audit. PeopleSoft sitting internet exposed. SDWAN controllers treated as infrastructure rather than attack surface. Third-party SaaS apps outside the security team's visibility. The watch item for the next 48 hours is whether Shiny Hunters actually publishes the Council of Europe data. If they do, European policy staff should expect phishing that reads exactly like real HR correspondence, because the attackers now have 15 years of payroll records to make it look authentic.